The Census Bureau is recommending that last year's census numbers not be adjusted to account for an estimated 3 million people who were missed. The Bureau says it doesn't have enough information to conclude that adjusting the figures will make them more accurate. The final decision will be made next week by Commerce Secretary Don Evans. The Bureau's recommendation makes it all but certain that the unadjusted numbers, favored by Republicans, will be released this month. States are waiting for the numbers to redraw their congressional district lines, NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
The Bureau's decision was unexpected. That's because officials there have tended to favor adjusting census numbers. They've long said that revisions based on a smaller sample survey can help compensate for the many people who are missed in the census. Most are minorities and children. But Acting Director William Barron says the Bureau couldn't make that claim this time around. He says it found a big discrepancy between the census population numbers and those in other demographic studies.
I don't think anyone realized or anticipated that we could end up with that type of a difference that we needed to explain. And we simply were unable to solve that problem in the very short amount of time we had to conduct this review and conduct our deliberations.
So he says the Bureau had little choice at this point but to recommend that the numbers be released just the way they are. Commerce Secretary Evans wants to make the final decision next week. States need to receive the census figures by April 1st so they can begin to redraw their congressional and state legislative districts. The news is good for Republicans. They've long argued that adjusting census numbers is unnecessary and unconstitutional. The Supreme Court ruled that adjusted figures can't be used to reapportion congressional seats among the states, although it didn't address the issue of redistricting within the states. Republicans say adjusting the numbers could lead to errors. They also fear it might favor Democrats in the redistricting process by boosting the number of minorities and others more likely to vote Democratic. Congressman Dan Miller of Florida is chairman of the House Census Subcommittee.
I'm excited that they made the right decision because now that should settle everything. The Supreme Court said we should not use adjusted numbers. I think it's bad public policy to use adjusted numbers, and now everybody's saying, let's trust the professionals. The professionals say, don't adjust.
But Democratic Congresswoman Carolyn Maloney of New York says not so fast. She notes that the Bureau said it was possible that adjusting the numbers could make them more accurate.
What they said is they can't recommend at this time. They need more time to do quality checks, and I say, let's give them that time. And I'm calling on Secretary Evans to give them more time to complete the work.
But Evans says he plans to make the decision by next Tuesday. In a statement, he called the Bureau's recommendation a critical element in his deliberations. Also last night, the city of Los Angeles and several other cities were reconsidering their lawsuit to stop Evans from releasing the unadjusted data. The cities had argued in court that it was up to the census director, not the commerce secretary, to decide which numbers to use. Now that Barron has recommended against adjustment, the cities are trying to figure out what to do. Attorney Brian Curry says that the 1990 census missed about 3.8% of the population of Los Angeles, and that meant a big loss in federal grants, which are often based on population.
The city of Los Angeles, for example, has calculated that it lost $120 million in federal funds from 1990 to 2000, and that if it is undercount in the same way in 2000 that it was in 1990, it'll lose an additional $325 million.
Curry says the Bureau's recommendation not to adjust the numbers doesn't resolve this problem, or the fact that minorities were disproportionately missed in last year's count. The Bureau says its follow-up survey shows that about 1.2% of the nation's population was missed by the census. That's better than 10 years ago, but still about 2% of blacks and almost 3% of Hispanics weren't counted. That compares with less than 1% of whites. In a statement issued last night, Wade Henderson, executive director of the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, said the civil rights community was deeply disappointed by yesterday's recommendation because it meant minorities would still be underrepresented. Acting Census Director Barron says the agency will continue to review the numbers. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.